Now for an abrupt change of gear. Meet John Taffer. He's the king of the bar business. He's managed dozens of bars and nightclubs, and he's a no-nonsense consultant for bar owners all over the country. Since 2011, he's hosted the popular reality show, Bar Rescue.
Running a bar is not just a business, it's a science. No one knows more about bar science than John Taffer.
I don't embrace excuses, I embrace solutions.
John Taffer's new book is called Raise the Bar. He and I shared a drink recently here at NPR West. It seemed to me that running a bar was a pretty straightforward business. I couldn't understand why so many need rescuing.
You know, it's a tough business. People think it's inherently profitable, but it's not. You know, the alcohol in a drink is only about 20% of the price. So for every dollar that a drink costs, the cost to the bar is only 20 cents. But that doesn't include labor, insurance, rent. When you're finished, bars are not inherently profitable. You got to work at them to make them profitable.
I want to hear about your career before you were doing this show.
You know, I went to college for political science.
Okay.
These days, I'm glad I didn't go into that business. But I started tending bar in college, and I fell in love with it.
Well, there's politics to it. I mean, I see that in your program.
No question.
The poli-sci degree probably comes in handy.
It sure does. You know, and understanding contingency plans, and there's a lot of elements of political science that work in bars.
Well, there's this great contrast because, you know, outside with the customers, there's this, the smoothness, the beauty, the experience. Then in the back, you're like a drill sergeant.
It's almost like show business, you know, on stage, off stage. When you're on stage, you're expected to perform in a bar business. You shake your hands, you smile, you're all positive energy, you add to your environment. When you walk in the door to the back of the house, that's like a stage door.
Disgusting.
You're off stage now.
You know, guys, I'm trying to stay calm here, but when I see this, Todd, cockroaches in your flour. If there's roaches in here, there's roaches in a whole kitchen. It could be anywhere.
Now you're a businessman. You're not in the hospitality business, and you're focused on costs, you know, managing your employees and all the other aspects of business. It's a dual existence, really.
So the bars that you've run, what was your favorite?
In the mid-'80s, I opened a bar outside of Pennsylvania called Pulsations. And Pulsations was 56,000 square feet and had a 4-ton spaceship that flew into the nightclub and deposited a $400,000 robot on the dance floor. And that robot was leased for the movie Rocky IV.
I remember that.
And was in that movie. But when that spaceship came out and that robot came down, customers would cry. It was really exciting. And you know, I've strived for that ever since. When it works, boy, it's an exciting thing.
Well, let's talk drinking.
Okay.
We have, I was telling you before, I'm a Scotch whiskey guy.
And we, as am I.
We have some bourbon, though, here with us. So we have a nice bottle. What would you... Presentation is important.
It is presentation. You know, that's a nice bottle of Bullet Bourbon. It's a small batch product. And if you look at the label, it looks like a small batch product, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Small label on the bottom, doesn't have a mass-produced look to it. And suddenly, you have a higher expectation of a product like that. That's good packaging.
So how do we do this justice in a bar?
Well, you know, you got to remember what bars are. The second public building ever built in America was a bar. The first was a church. The first distiller in America was George Washington, made about 10,000 gallons of bourbon a year. So bars are part of the fiber of America. And when they work, they make people feel good. People connect to a great bar, very personally.
You're making me want to drink.
That's a good thing.
Should we open this up?
I think we should.
All right.
A little Bullet Bourbon shouldn't wait. Now, as a Scotch man, take a little smell of that. Tell me what you think.
Let's see. It's nice, not quite what I'm used to, but that's Hey, we're christening NPR West.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I think you do much better radio after a few glasses of bourbon, wouldn't you think?
That's nice.
That's smooth.
That's quite nice, yeah. I want to ask you, I know that you break things down visually. You do sort of like a schematic of the bar, like how things are laid out. Taking a look at our studio here, we like to make people feel comfortable, like they can talk, like you would like to have in a good bar. Do you have any recommendations for how we might...
This is actually a really nice, comfortable environment. This is a great space. When you walk in, it's got a hipness to it. It's got an openness to it. So I walk in, I think, okay, this is a pretty cool place. I'm expecting a cool host to talk to. I come into a studio. It's really nice, brightly lit. It's contemporary, has nice angles and lighting in it. You're casually dressed. You're not stuffy. You're smiling and looking at me. It's a nice place to talk on radio, actually.
All right.
So the reactions are good.
Well, John, this has been great. Thank you.
My pleasure.
John Taffer. He's the force behind the reality TV show Bar Rescue. His new book is called Raise the Bar. Coming up, jazz bassist Ben Allison has been at it for a long time. But he says jazz is too fluid to keep doing the same things forever.
It's always changing, it's always expanding. I'm always trying to pull in whatever influences that I like, and I like so many different kinds of music.
Including good old rock and roll. Ben Allison on his new album, The Stars Are Very Different Today. That's in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.